Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Honey, I remember a night when we were eating in a restaurant, and the waiter announced it was happy hour, and drinks were half priced. I told him that for us, you remember, that every hour is happy hour.
Amen.
But see, that's the way it should be for Christians. Every hour is happy hour. And we should begin each day with a happy hour. Now, you, I'm sure, guessed we're not talking about alcoholic spirits. We're talking about getting high with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
During the first hour of the day. You know, our scriptural guide for the morning is found in Psalm 5:3.
You've heard it many, many times. And this is from the New International Version. It says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation."
You know, over the past couple of weeks, we've mentioned Psalm 5:3 a number of times. It's one of those verses that should be as natural to us as breathing is to our body. In fact, you can personalize it.
That's right.
In the morning, O Lord, you hear Yvette's voice. In the morning, Yvette lays her request before you and waits in expectation. I wish we had time to personalize it for everybody, but personalize it for yourself. Our morning expectation, you say this, hear this please. Our morning expectation brings daily manifestation in His rewards.
And as it should be. In Proverbs 24, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus in your life. If you find it, then there shall be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off."
You know, many mornings we get ready for the day by listening to a number of songs, but one of them is "Oh Happy Day" by the Edward Hawkins Singers.
Yes.
Because that's what we're going to have, a happy day. And I talked to our friend Pastor Kevin Wells earlier this morning. Yesterday morning. Before his church service. And he, I remember the last time I went to speak for him. He introduced me. And as he introduced me, they started playing the video, "Oh, Happy Days."
Yeah, that's right. He knows how much we love it.
It brought tears to my eyes. See, listening to "Oh, Happy Days" sends a notice to one and all that you've raised your level of expectation for a happy day. So begin each day filled with supernatural expectation about the manifestation of God's presence, peace, protection, promises, power, promotion, and provision. Do you keep a prayer journal, or have you written your prayer request in your electronic toy or a note card? See, when we get specific with God, He gets specific with us. When we write down requests, well, God moves mightily. And by the way, it's not unusual for us to play "Oh Happy Day" 3 or 4 or 5 times consecutively.
Amen.
So begin each day with a positive expectancy about supernatural favor, divine connections, revelatory insight, and yes, even goals that will be accomplished.
Mm-mm. So let me ask you a question. Do you expect to feel His presence during your prayers, your Bible reading, and your meditation time every morning? Is that what you go in with, that expectation? As you begin your day with your prayer request identified and goals set before you, remember that you need to keep the main thing the main thing. Stephen Covey, in his powerful book, 7 Secrets of Highly Effective People, said, "The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing." You know, that's exactly what the devil doesn't want you to do, is keep on course with your list of prayers. If you haven't read the book, though, we strongly encourage you to do so. The main thing is another way of staying focused on your vision, your calling, your mission, your goals, your prayer list at the time. Jesus was focused. He knew why He was here on earth. Luke 19, verse 10. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of God has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus stayed focused on his mission. He kept the main thing the main thing. In John 9, verse 4 in the Living Bible, it says, "All of us must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent me, for there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end." Wow.
You know, so we encourage you, create a daily to-do list. And we've said this before, but see, sometimes we just need to be reminded. But this to-do list should be a reflection of your goals, the timeline you've created to accomplish, that you've created to accomplish them on a daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly plan. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or computer geek to break down your goals into a doable plan. If you have difficulty, just send me an email, harold@haroldherring.com, and I'll help you. Remember the word concise when emailing me, because I get lots of emails. When you're accomplishing things on your daily to-do list, it pumps you up and gives you a whole new attitude about your ability to accomplish the things that God is stirring in your spirit. You'll also find it beneficial to create and monitor your own not-to-do list. Things as such as, don't spend time talking with negative people if you have a choice. Stay away from news programs that fill your mind with negative events. Be careful of time vampires who will suck the very time out of your day and life. Now, I could go on, but I believe you'll notice that we suggest to staying away from negative people and events. Again, this is where you have a choice. If you want to keep the focus, keep your focus where it needs to be, start early in the morning. And be careful of the friends you hang around with. Negative people tend to break your focus and hinder your ability to keep the main thing, the main thing.
And let me add in one more thing about the main thing and your focus. Don't focus on your setbacks. I mean, they'll come up to you, but don't focus on your setbacks. Spend your time planning your comeback.
Good.
We've said numerous times before that our focus will either be a destiny maker or a destiny breaker. It's whatever we decide and whatever we desire. When it comes to miracle manifestation, we need to focus our faith and we must be specific. In fact, we need to be very specific when we ask God for a miracle. We need to be exact in our request for the specific salary increase or business opportunity. It's not enough to just say, I want more money. We need to focus on the particular need we want God to meet. And don't let anyone else's attitude or words distract you. Matthew 7, verses 9 through 11. Matthew 7, 9 through 11 says, "Oh, what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts to them that ask him?" So here's how that breaks down in the Message Bible. It says, don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think that God, who conceived you in love, will be even better? The point is, when you get specific with God, he gets specific with you. He loves you and wants to bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Focus your faith on the miracle that you desire.
Absolutely. Focus your faith on the miracle that you desire. As we journey through our days, it's good to share what we're experiencing with your prayer partner. Now, you can't trust everyone with your private thoughts or problems, but you need someone. One can't multiply. Two, is the secret to multiplication. Jesus introduced the formula for prayer power. It's called the prayer of agreement. Don't ignore it. Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done of them which of my Father, which is in heaven.
And that same scripture in the Message Bible says it this way. Take this most seriously. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. When you say to one another, what you say to one another, let me put it this way, is eternal. I mean this. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure I'll be there.
You know, Bev and I, my fine wife, we desire to be your prayer partners. We take prayer seriously. When we receive your responses to our letters and phone calls, rich sauce for breakfast.
And the notes you put in when you give our wine.
No matter how many thousands. We don't put all the requests in a big pile and layer them while we're praying. We lift up every single request.
Amen.
And call your names out personally before the Lord.
And your needs.
We also mention specific prayer requests. Requests. That's how we roll. Purpose in your heart to begin each new day with expectation, with a clear plan and focus for what you want to accomplish. An example of that, there are times that we have special days of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We're believing that we may be having another one.
Yes.
On Labor Day.
That's right. We've talked about it for years.
We really have. And we'll let you know in the next, well, during the next few days about it. But I remember, honey, the last time we had a day of prayer, we spent 11 hours praying.
Wow.
Specifically over requests. 11 hours.
But you can really get into it when you start praying and you stick with it.
It's amazing. So when we say your prayer request is important to us,
we mean it.
We mean it. And hallelujah.
Amen. Great way to start a Monday, get fired up about getting focused and ready to have the best week of your life.
Absolutely. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.